blessings of Lord Sri Krishna, that by practice of Krishna consciousness, one could actually regain one's natural quality, one's natural state of consciousness, called Krishna consciousness. So by that process, that one will again be qualified to return to the natural home, that means to the spiritual house, the spiritual home, the Vaikuntha planet. There one will not have to return again to this world, not to be subjected by the ups and downs of this material nature. So let's say in a summary, in a nutshell, the process of Krishna consciousness. So we have to pray for Prabhupada's blessings, and also blessings of the Vaishnavas, blessings of Gaur Nithai, Radha Krishna, and Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and so that our humble effort to become Krishna conscious is always remain protected by the blessings, so that we do not lose this golden opportunity how to utilize this rare human form of life, so that we can once and for all be free from the entanglement of this material nature. Therefore, this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, that the sacrifice performed by Daksha, and also the connected in the these different chapters connection with Daksha's sacrifice, is very instructive for all of us. So I will stop here, and if anyone has any questions or comments, can spend a few minutes. Yes, it is absolute truth, or the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through can never be described enough by our limited expressions or words. Even the realization, it's not possible to even fully realize the nature of the absolute truth. However, by the blessings of the absolute truth himself, by the blessings of Lord Krishna himself, we can have a glimpse of it. In other words, the absolute truth can only be understood by the mercy of the absolute truth himself. And but if one is thinking that I will be able to comprehend or to have a glimpse of this the spiritual nature by my own intelligence or by my own sincere labor, so that will be mistaken. In other words, unless one agrees that that I am extremely limited in my perception, in my capacity to comprehend these unlimited aspects of the Lord, and in other words, I am my capacity to understand is extremely limited. And with my tiny brain substance, it is not possible to completely comprehend this wonderful, let's say, the ocean of this truth. That is, unless one comes to that platform, but if one is simply thinking that I'll be able to understand by my own intelligence or by my own speculation, so that one is completely mistaken. But when one begins to realize that I have to surrender, I have to accept my own limitations, I have to surrender rather to the mercy of the Lord. And so when one's mind and one's intelligence is directed in that spirit, then sincerely by the blessings of the Lord, then the Lord will give him intelligence and understanding that the so by the mercy of the Lord, so I can have some understanding about the nature of the Absolute. That so this again is the process of bhakti. So in other words, when Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Bhakta mam abhijanati," he said, Krishna, we can have a glimpse of him, but only by the process of bhakti. Bhakta mam abhijanati. So jnanis, they may try also to understand Krishna, but it is not possible. Because by the process of using my intelligence, right, it is a so-called intelligence, and then with that, I end up with speculation, or it may be like this, maybe like that. It's like when the scientists render some research, then we think that, well, this might be like this, this might be like that. It's like the theory of the creation of this universe. I think that this is a Big Bang theory. And similarly, about the nature of life, they think that while life could be like this, it must be a product of chemistry. So in this way, we wind up in speculation that it might be like this, like that. So, but there will be no end to it, to that. Also, we will never find the truth. So therefore, it is a Prabhupada used to say, the wastage of time. Wastage of time. But then, the moment then I begin to surrender, yes, I have to recognize that I am extremely insignificant. I am completely helpless. But then we surrender to Krishna, and then Krishna, by His blessing, that in the Bhagavad Gita again, Krishna says, Purusham Nirishu. So Krishna says, I am intelligence in men. That then Krishna inspires such an individual, and then the individual gets the knowledge. But there are many, actually, instances even in science, in scientific research work, that there are many scholars, very well-known scientists, who admit that the knowledge they have been given is said somehow, there are quite a brilliant scholars, they admit that this is given by the mercy of the Lord. By the mercy of the Lord. So in other words, the Paramatma that is sitting inside the body of this individual's body, so the Paramatma that recognizes somehow the good karma of certain individuals, and he gives that knowledge. And if the person is not very very humble, then he thinks that, well, I am the doer. I found out this answer. Then people honor him as Nobel Prize. Well, this fellow has done it. And but then someone who recognizes that, then they begin to realize that, yes, no, this is done by the mercy of the Lord. By the mercy of the Lord. So, in other words, a part of that absolute truth, or a part of the nature of the Supreme Being, can only be understood by the mercy of Supreme Lord, by the mercy of this Absolute Truth Himself. And so this is, I think, very, very logical. This is a very, it's quite reasonable to explain like that. It is true, but we have to admit that the nature of the Absolute Truth cannot be comprehended fully. But we have a partial understanding that actually that is more than enough to carry on our service, our duty, our understanding, the Lord's service.